Well, now that we're putting everything out there, I ain't got no tattoos either. But I tell you what, if you could see all my sins on my flesh, outside my flesh, you would look at me funny too. Today I'll be in James, the book of James, chapter 1. James chapter 1, start with verse 1. Today I'll be talking about faith at work during trials and temptations. Chapter 1 of James, starting with verse 1, it says, James, a servant of God, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. I read that the first time, and I was like, it just confused me for a minute. Honestly, everybody knows I had a hard time reading this passage right here. But the Lord gave me the wisdom and knowledge to really understand His word, which is a good thing to pray for. To ask the Lord to give you wisdom, because He'll give it to you. And verse 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let's go to a long prayer. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity today. I pray you pour your spirit upon me. I pray you just fill me with the Holy Ghost, God. And I pray you just convict us at this moment. Convict us throughout your word and your scripture, God. And I just want to thank you for giving us your word. I thank you for speaking to me today. I pray you speak to the congregation today and convict us in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen. As I was, my title says, faith at work during trials and temptations. As we know, we all go through trials and temptations. And my first point here is the proper attitude towards these trials and temptations. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Now, you might not be feeling joyful when you hear about these trials or temptations, but you can count it all joy that God is going to work it out and give glory right. to Him. That God's going to get the glory out of the situation.
Right.
When my grandpa, I found out grandpa, my papa back there, sitting back there, Mike, had cancer. I wasn't feeling joyful.
Right.
But I was counting on God.
Yeah.
I was counting on God to get the glory out of it.
Right. Amen.
I was counting on God to do something with it.
Yep.
I know either it was going to be a miracle and God healed him, which He did, thank God.
Amen.
Or He's going to go on to heaven.
Yep.
That's right. Yep.
Either way, God's going to get the glory out of it.
Yep.
And count it all joy. You can count on this joy, count on the Lord's joy to be with you during tough times. As believers in the Lord, we can have joy through tough times. That doesn't mean you're all the time going to be feeling joyful about situations that come up in your life and trials and temptations. My second point here is the primary reason for the trials and temptations. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. It took a lot of patience for me to sit here and wait on the Lord to heal Papa.
Right.
I was probably worrying and stressing. He was probably too worrying and stressing. And he had to have patience.
Yeah.
And having faith worketh patience.
Yeah.
But let patience have perfect work. Having faith worketh patience in you.
Yeah.
But the patience also worketh in you also. Yeah. Either way, God's going to get the glory out of it.
Yeah.
That you may be perfect and entire, which means whole, won't nothing.
Yeah.
I want to look at Jacob, Joseph here in Genesis real quick. We'll go to Genesis. I just realized I brought the wrong Bible today. And I had it marked off somewhere else. But anyways, Genesis chapter 15. Verse 20. And Jacob, which is the father of Joseph, I'll give you a background because I probably won't be able to read it all in one sitting in one message. But Jacob loved Joseph a lot. Jacob was Joseph's father. And Joseph had a lot of brothers. And Jacob loved Joseph. He was basically his favorite son, if I'm being honest. Joseph was a godly man. And Joseph was right with God. But Joseph, Joseph's brothers didn't like Joseph and eventually sold him to slavery, which God gave a bunch of men dreams, and God gave Joseph the gift of interpreting dreams.
Right.
And God eventually got the glory out of what was going on. Yep. Could you imagine being sold? Your brother selling me? If Justin sold me right now, I wouldn't be so happy. Right. And if Justin sold me right now, or McKenzie and Justin sell me in a heartbeat. I know that for sure, as they could. But if they sold me, I don't know if I could be able to say what Justin says here. And anyways, God helps Joseph interpret the dreams that these men gave, and it helped give glory to God. And it says in verse 20 of chapter 50 of Genesis, But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring pass as it is this day to save much people alive.
Right.
I guarantee you, Joseph was witnessing the people.
Yep.
And those dreams increased their faith.
Right.
During those times. And what I'm saying here is, some people may mean it for evil.
Right.
Maybe Satan's attacking for you. He means it for evil.
Yeah.
But God means it for good.
Right.
It's not God hurting you.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's either your trials and temptations. Is either your flesh or Satan attack you at that time, or even just something is showing up and popping up in the middle of your life. And sometimes things seem to be going okay.
Yeah.
And then trials and temptations popped up.
Yeah.
When Jesus was crucified on the cross,
yeah,
the men were mocking him, and they didn't understand. A lot of people didn't understand that had to be done.
Right.
If I can imagine, Jesus was probably thinking, they probably meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
Right.
God meant it for good.
Yep.
They meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
Yep.
What I'm saying here is that having faith during your trials and temptations and counting it all joy, that the Lord is going to use your problems and trials and temptations to give glory to Him, is the best thing to do.
Right.
It's the best thing to do during trials and temptations.
Yep.
Tempted and tried, we're all made to wonder.
Right.
I've wondered a lot. I've probably doubted a lot. I can remember praying for Papa, praying for him every day. Lord, heal him. And He did.
Yep.
Trials and temptations, that can tear you up, but you can count all the joy that the God's going to get the glory.
That's right.
This guy's coming to you, Pam. Please stand.